Portland for Outdoors and Western Lifestyle, The Ben Show. I am your host, Rebecca Wanner, a.k.a. Beck. As always, we love hearing from all of you, your comments, your stories, ideas. Get a hold of us anytime. Call or text 305-900-2363. Again, 305-900-2363. Or you can always email bendradioshow@gmail.com. Ride along as always, my producer and co-host, Jeff Tigger Earhart. Now, you know, recent studies have been saying that this summer has been a summer of, maybe you want to call it staycation, just due to prices, inflation, not knowing what's going on in the world. People are watching their budgets and really feeling like maybe that dollar isn't going as far as it usually does.
Well, it's not.
I know. And Tigger and I got talking about this, and as well as I actually had this conversation over the weekend with a sister-in-law of mine about going out to eat. And for those of you that may wonder, what do Tigger and I typically do? We actually eat mostly at home. It is a treat to go out to eat, especially with the prices these days.
And we eat very little fast food.
Very little.
Now, I would like to eat more fast food because it's so yummy and delicious.
Well, don't get me wrong. Yeah,
it's
Tigger.
It's too darn expensive.
Once you buy Tigger like one Big Mac, he's like, can I have another one? But now get this. I went and I did a little looking back. 30 years. Who would have thought 1995 is 30 years ago? How many of you right now just did a, seriously? Anyway,
continue.
The price for a Big Mac in 1995 was about $2.25. Fast forward to today, 2025, we're looking at $5.50, depending on where you are in the country.
And you get less in your Big Mac. The actual size of the burger and the bun and the amount of lettuce and the cheese, the two all-beef patties, special sauce, lettuce, cheese, pickles, onions on a sesame seed bun is less.
You're talking about shrinkflation now. Now we're throwing all kinds of terms at people. Here's a one that really, really shocked me, and that was a Subway footlong. Remember back in the day, like Subway 30 years ago was like, oh, the rager, you could get a big sub for
and
hardly
you got, I think
anything.
You got the little stamps.
Yes,
right, the little stamps,
I collected
and you filled
those.
The card, and you could get a free footlong if you had like 46,000 stamps or something like that.
All right, 1995, a footlong sub would cost you around $3.99, so just shy of $4. Today, you're looking at around $9 plus.
So, but is that kind of staying with inflation, though? I mean, with the price increases, and we've had just inflation, isn't that kind of steady?
Not really. Not that really. One right, well, there. That was a what would I figure? 125% increase.
Okay, never mind.
So I would say no, that is not keeping up with the typical 2-3% increase.
You know, we
living.
Did go to Subway. Well, actually, now it's been a month or two that I think about it, that we went to Subway. I had to have a foot long, of course. And you got one, but you split it in half. You were smart. You made a few meals out of it.
Two meals out of my foot long.
And I inhaled everything, and the chips and the cookie and the soda and everything.
You were sick later.
But that was, by the time we even tipped the people there that were very nice, that made our sandwich very nice, so we tipped them well, I think it was like $30. Wasn't it?
It
like
was
25
something.
Or like $27 or something like that?
Well, think about it, though. Visiting even with, like I said, my sister-in-law, and they've got three kids, and she was saying how expensive, how it's, we can't go out to eat fast food if we come to town to get groceries because they live so far away.
And they've got three growing boys that can eat about 5 Big Macs.
Exactly. She's actually having to think ahead and making sure she's traveling with a cooler, not to bring groceries home necessarily, but to also pack snacks when going to town because things have gotten so expensive.
Well, I do know that some of the fast food places, they have tried to not necessarily bring their prices down, but like McDonald's, for example, they have that McValue where you buy one Big Mac at that price and then you get the second one for $1. Now, they don't have that dollar menu anymore where you could get the double cheeseburger for $1 and the McChicken for $1.
Honey,
they don't have any
honey,
of that anymore.
I don't think that's been happening for quite a while, actually.
I
don't know what year you're going
so
back to.
Can I tell you a story?
Yes.
I remember this has been a long, long time ago that they had a special and you could get a cheeseburger for 39 cents. But they limited the number of cheeseburgers that you can get. And it was only like a 2-week window. It was right here where we live.
Are you serious? Because
yeah,
I'm saying, I have no idea. I don't
know
anybody
that would have
that. No, it was
for a very short period of time. It was only for like a week or 2 weeks or something like that. And, you know, so you could go in there with $5 and you could eat for days and days and days. But they limited the number of cheeseburgers you could get.
So my question is, Tigger, is how many times did you go in and out the door in order to get?
You have no idea.
Did this happen back when you were in college? Because this sounds like a college story.
This was kind of right after, kind of, right around that time. College, right out of college. But yeah, I mean, $5. I mean, you could live for a month, I swear.
All right. So I looked a little bit more into this. Those of you that like your KFC, a bucket of crispy chicken, you know, that 8-piece bucket, $19.95, the price was around $7.99. Today, you're going to be paying around $16. Then fast forward to like, 7-Eleven. Tigger, you love your ices when I let you have one.
I don't even get them no more. I can't have sugar. I don't want to talk
about
it.
They used to be $1.25. Now they're $3.50. And it's, let's see what else we got. Oh, my favorite was always the Taco Bell Crunchwrap Supreme. Loved those first came out. $19.95. You could get one for $2.29. Now you're looking at close to $6.
And now we're showing our age because when we are traveling or something like that, or just heading to town, we're taking our own beef jerky.
We do that.
We're doing that to try to save money.
One last one for you here, especially those of you that like your maybe fancy coffees.
Oh, you're bougie.
Starbucks tall latte with milk. $19.95, you could get one of those for $2.45 approximately. Now today, you're looking at $5.50, if not more.
$5.50. No, that ain't right, because when we travel is the only time that you get a Starbucks. I mean, when we're flying is the only time. And you got, I don't know, what was it? The Frappo Mopo double, triple?
Let me tell you so that you remember. Sorry. It was a white chocolate mocha with caramel syrup added to it. And it was, large.
It was $9.
After tax, it was like 12 because it was at the airport.
Yeah, and it was like 1,200 calories. And I had 4 sips and the sugar made me go nuts. And I was like, I can see why you love these. And I wanted one and... Yeah, we didn't do it.
What you just made me laugh, though, is how last year, you know, after COVID and everything, the Stanley Thermos that we've all had forever became the must-have accessory to have. And what, you've had yours, you've been carrying around for 30 years. I've got my dad's I inherited. So, I mean, those right there, if you just make your own coffee at home. Once in a while, Tigger will let me treat myself.
But it costs like 30 cents.
I got to be at an airport, okay, to get one. But regardless... There's some prices for you to mull over. We're going to be talking about some happier things, though, after this break. Stay where you are. You're listening to The Ben Show.
Is there that particular pair of boots or that shirt or pair of jeans that you just can't find anywhere else? Check out Medora Boot and Western Wear. Medora Boot and Western Wear is the go-to for boots, jeans, especially jackets, and even those hard-to-find accessories that make perfect gifts. Check out MedoraBoot.com, or better yet, give Kim a call at 701-623-1005 and tell Kim that Tigger and Beck sent you. For the latest in Western and outdoor practical and fashionable wear, there is only one, Medora Boot and Western Wear.
Hey guys and gals, this is John Armand with Ultimate Outdoor Adventures TV. Ultimate Outdoor Adventures TV travels the back roads to the backwaters in pursuit of the ultimate adventure in hunting and fishing. Join Team UOA every week for exciting action in the crosshairs of the outdoors. Catch Ultimate Outdoor Adventures TV on YouTube, Amazon Prime, and make sure to follow Team UOA on Facebook and Instagram to share in the ultimate outdoor adventure.
You've waited, dreamt of a hunting adventure, and now have harvested that trophy of a lifetime. Keep the memory alive with a custom-designed mount preserved as a work of art. Check out our approved taxidermist. Depending on your location, the award-winning Schneider Taxidermy is located in Helena, Montana. When hunting the Dakotas, JB's Wildlife Designs in Mandan, North Dakota, then Shadron Creek Taxidermy in Nebraska, and for the Central USA, Little Rack Taxidermy in Macomb, Illinois. Reach out to The Ben Show and let us help you find the right taxidermist. Welcome back to The Ben Radio Show. I am so excited because right now, speaking with me again, she's known as the Farm Babe. If you follow her on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, but her real name is Michelle Miller, and Michelle's in the house. And here is what's fascinating. If you don't know anything about Michelle, the farm babe, she travels across the country speaking and advocating for agriculture. But I'm bringing this up because not just about her advocacy, but the fact that she's traveling around the country in a van that she has had specially ordered that is fitted to what she needs so she can live off grid even. I mean, right now you're sitting there going, wait, Beck, did you find your new best friend? Because you have been hinting for years to Tigger how you're going to get your cousin Eddie RV. And here, Michelle, like, she's parked right off here in front of the cabin. There she is with her van. It is awesome. I'm going to be honest. So, by the way, how is living out of a van? And you're not down by the river either.
Yes, I know. And I am a motivational speaker. It's fantastic. I took upon this lifestyle because I was already traveling so much. And, you know, when you fly and you have your missed connections and delays and rental cars and billing, it's just such a mess, right? And I'm not exactly going from like Atlanta to Chicago here. You know, I'm going to like rural towns. So having a van just
there's
makes
no
sense.
Airports out there.
Yeah, exactly. So it's like rather than renting and driving and blah, 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 it's like I'm just going to take it on the road. So yeah, so I do the RV thing full time out of my Mercedes Sprinter, and that's custom made, and I love it. And that's how I was able to see you today.
Well, tell folks, like when you just said it's a custom Sprinter, a Mercedes. Mm-hmm. Yep. So what did you have done? It's better for you to explain than me, because believe me, I've been in it. I've already told Michelle, when are we going to hit the road as road trip buddies?
Yep.
This thing is beautiful.
Thanks. Yeah, I've got some pictures and videos of it on my social media, but I wanted something that's it's pretty high end. I mean, it's I definitely spent a good penny on it, but it's got a really nice dark contemporary build, and I've got, you know, the big closet.
She has a big closet.
I had to have my closet. Yeah. And it's got, you know, a kitchen and stovetop and shower, toilet, the whole thing. I mean, it's literally my second home. I've got my place down in Florida. That's home. But then this is my second home.
Well, like you were telling me, what's neat about your van too is you said you could get what, 8 showers?
Yeah. With my freshwater. Yeah.
That's fascinating.
Yeah, it's and I've got so many different ways to get power that I'm totally can just boondock. I mean, to live totally off grid for quite a while. So
boondocking is my thing.
I love it.
Everyone has heard me talk a lot about boondocking. And have you had any problems? Just curious, when you've ran off of just like, because you have solar panels on yours. Mm-hmm. Have you had any issues collecting enough power for the day for your batteries?
No, I haven't. My friend goes, we were on a road trip together. She goes, where are we going to sleep tonight? And I was like, right there. Just stumble outside the tavern and you can sleep anywhere.
No drinking and driving.
Exactly. So there's one more benefit, but never had problems with, you know, with power. I mean, sometimes the Wi-Fi goes out, but hey, the thing's always there and available if you're out having fun and you can just do what you want when you want. So
if you were to give any advice to anybody that was thinking about RVing full time, because you're pretty much full time, you don't see your real house that often.
No, I do stay in a lot of hotels if I'm booked as a keynote or something or for different events. But no, I'm what advice would I give? I would say, I mean, do it. I don't know.
Give it a try.
Just
you only live
do
once.
It. Yeah, YOLO. I mean, I think it's, I don't know. I just think that living on the road and traveling all the time is just like, it just opens your heart and soul and everything to new, so many fun new ideas and adventures and people that you wouldn't get to meet otherwise. So yeah, I love it.
That's what I like too. When I look at it, when we road trip, we do a lot of car camping as mm-hmm. an example, and just keeping it small and light. And have you found this too in your travels? It's unbelievable how minimalistic you can become.
Yes.
Stuff, not tied down.
Yeah. Like stuff gives me anxiety. Like I don't like stuff. And it's just, I don't need all this stuff. If I want something, I'll buy it. I mean, I guess gifts are not my love language, but
that's okay. Tigger knows not to get me flowers on Valentine's Day.
Oh, that's funny. But yeah, I mean, everybody has their own thing. And mine is just, I'll never be a stuff person. I like being a minimalist for sure.
Well, thank you for sharing it. I am going to post some of her photos of her really awesome van on the Ben Show website. Again, that website is thebenshow.com. But as for you there, Michelle, can you give everybody all of how we can all find you on social media, The Farm Babe?
Yeah, my website is thefarmbabe.com or at The Farm Babe on every social media platform, except on Facebook. You just search Farm Babe, and that's where most of my followers hang out.
Well, thanks for coming on the show. And I gotta say, you know what? If you notice she's coming near your town, your city, take the time, stop, say hi to Michelle and listen to her. She's one heck of a speaker and she's out there advocating for all of us that are in the outdoors, Western lifestyle, agriculture, conservation. She's got our backs.
Thank you. Yes.
Michelle Miller, thank you again for being on the show and sharing your lifestyle with us. Folks, she's known as the Farm Babe. Check her out on Facebook and social media. Her website is thefarmbabe.com.
So I will admit that her little van is awfully darn cute. I mean, it does look cuter than a button out there in front of our cabin.
And it has all the bells and whistles.
It does. It's awful neat. It works well for Michelle. And I'm going to say that if you're a single person, and especially doing what Michelle does, because she travels, you know, what, 360 days out of the year, something like that, it works for her. But for you and I, there's absolutely no way that we could do the van. There's absolutely no way, because I'm looking above you and there's 16 custom-made cowboy hats and I got to take like 14 of them with.
Did you hear that, folks? Tigger just admitted that he's got quite the hat collection, meaning he needs more closet space than I do.
For shoes, pretty much. So I did a little research while you were talking to Michelle about full-time, I'm going to throw RVers in there too, of just van life and the mobile lifestyle, that 1 million to 1.5 million Americans are living a van life or a mobile type lifestyle.
That's quite a number, but at the same time, it doesn't surprise me, especially after the surge we saw after COVID. So many folks are now maintaining a remote working position so they can pick wherever their view from the desk is going to be, as well as many folks, because of COVID, ended up deciding to jump out and start their own business.
So if we go back before COVID, we go back to 2018, the lifestyle surged from 72 to 500%. So yes, COVID is involved in that percentage growth, but that's extremely significant.
I think I would miss the most, though, living that type of lifestyle is a normal size shower. I got to admit, I get a little claustrophobic in those little showers. So that would probably be the biggest check mark against doing this lifestyle full time.
Now, we've in the last several years, we've talked with people that have lived a mobile lifestyle of couples, I guess, is this is the first time we've talked to somebody that is single by themselves, just traveling around. And couples say the first thing is make sure that you get along with each other and not just get along. Now, it's different for you and I because, you know, our studio is in our home. So you and I are together 24/7 and we're used to that. But if it's a different situation where husband and wife leave the home, go to their separate jobs for half of the day, really for half of the day, and then you come back to each other. Now that's where, you know, you visit with couples and they say, oh my gosh, we'd kill one another, right? Drive each other crazy. So that's the advice we've gotten from a lot of people. Before you even think of said adventure or even that 2 to 3 week vacation, make sure that you like each other. I mean, that you can be in that close proximity. Let's just be honest, because a lot of people aren't.
No, that is true, because that is a question Tigger and I get asked almost, I would say, weekly, if not every other week, is how do we do it? How do we maintain even a working relationship?
Alcohol. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
Whiskey,
y'all.
Tequila.
I'm kidding.
No, we do fairly well, but you're absolutely right, because that is a whole different type of relationship you have to have with somebody. It's something to love somebody, but to love living with them full time, 24/7.
In a small space.
Small space where you might be allowed only, you know, two pairs of jeans. You know, you think about it, you're minimalizing everything you have in your life.
Well, I'm just going to say kudos to the people that can live that way.
On that note, we're going to take a short break, crew. Stay where you are. The Ben Show will be back right after this.
You asked for it, you got it. Watch the Cowboy Channel anytime, anywhere with the Cowboy Channel Plus. Live stream the Cowboy Channel or watch your favorite PRCA rodeos on demand. Classic PRCA rodeos added weekly. Get the Cowboy Channel Plus for only $9.99 a month or save 25% by signing up for a full year. Visit CowboyChannelPlus.com to sign up and start streaming today.
The hunt, the stories, the memories. This is Jake Fenrick with JB's Wildlife Designs. Let me capture and preserve that hunt, that story, that memory with a trophy mount to last you a lifetime. Look us up on Facebook at JB's Wildlife Designs to see samples of our taxidermy and reach out at any time with any and all questions you may have. This is Jake Fenrick with JB's Wildlife Designs. Taxidermy is my passion. Let me preserve yours.
This is Beck. First, I appreciate all of you for listening and making The Bend part of your week. Many of you have asked, how do I catch past episodes? The answer is super easy. Head to thebendshow.com and click on the Shows tab. There you can listen to every episode all the way back to episode one. Podcasters, head to your favorite podcasting app and search The Bend. You'll find us. Be sure to follow and subscribe and never miss another episode again. Welcome back to The Bend Show. In the aftermath of the deadly July 4th flash floods in Texas Kerr County, one of the worst inland flooding events in recent memory, search and recovery teams are turning to a timeless ally. That's right, horses and mules. Why? Because where debris-strewn banks and unstable terrain block vehicles, these animals can still go. Mounted teams are working alongside an army of responders like helicopters, airboats, search dogs, technology like drones, and even cadaver dogs. It's part of one of the largest inland flood recovery operations in U.S. history. These mounted teams, they're combing the Guadalupe River's rugged, debris-filled areas. They're able to reach pockets of woods, riverbanks, and ravines that rescue boats and crews couldn't access. At the same time, they're helping transport rescuers, volunteers, and even get supplies through terrain too treacherous for trucks or trailers. Equine teams are proving to be more than symbols. They're assets, bridging gaps between modern technology and natural limitations.
That makes total sense because, like the donkey, the mule, they can see better in the dark than horses.
Correct.
And we know this. And they can jump like 5 feet or something like that, like up to 5 feet. So if they come up to a barbed wire fence, those mules can just hop right over them.
Exactly. Exactly.
So, neat idea.
Well, I love this because if you think back to last summer and the hurricanes that went through over North Carolina, Tennessee, they ended up using a lot of mules to help with the recovery there. So I've heard word that many of these same teams that went out there, they have now moved their resources to Texas and are helping as well. So again, we're keeping Texas in our hearts. Now for a completely different story. Well, it looks like former NFL quarterback Jay Cutler is in hot water. Not for a bad pass, but for a perfect shot on a hunting trip in South Africa. Jay posted a photo of himself with a sable antelope he legally hunted, and the internet lost its mind. Keyboard critics called it cruel, accused him of killing a critically endangered species, and slammed him for everything from animal rights to ego. But here's the truth. They got the antelope wrong. Jay hunted a common sable, which is legal, ethical, and not endangered. The animal some folks are confusing it with, the giant sable, is endangered, but it only lives in central Angola, nowhere near South Africa. So yeah, the internet outrage? Pretty misinformed. And here's the kicker. Hunts like Jay's actually help fund conservation. In countries like South Africa, those guided hunts pour money into habitat preservation, anti-poaching, and wildlife protection.
In the face. In the face.
Right? Now, if you're wondering, did Jay apologize? Nope. He doubled down.
Good.
Get this. He doubled down, posting more pics videos, writing, "Another great day." And hey, if you're on the hunter's side, you know it was a clean hunt from a healthy herd for a good cause. So before folks throw stones from their smartphones, maybe take a closer look at the facts and the antelope.
Ba-dum-bum-ching. Isn't it easy how people can become a keyboard warrior?
It's ridiculous.
Hiding behind that, but then maybe when it's time to step up in public and share your opinion, everybody's real quiet.
They're nowhere to be found. Yep. And then here, while I'm on that topic of people being social media critics, what burns me the most, if you're in some of those Facebook groups and they allow anonymous posting and commenting.
Oh, I hate that. You see them in like your local groups for your town or something like that. then people are anonymous. Yeah, I hate. But just like this hunting picture, Jay Cutler's success as an NFL quarterback is subject to debate.
Oh, look at you.
Ba-dum-bum ching. Boom.
You're only just saying that, though, because he did not play for any of the teams that you are a fan of.
Well, I played for the Bears, and I'm not for the Bears.
Wait, what are you talking about, Tigger? You're a Vikings fan.
Don't even go there.
Oh, I'm going to go there.
They had their chance last year, and they blew it.
Like how many other years?
I don't know. I still haven't gone to a game yet, but it is on my bucket list that I would like to go to a game, and you're coming with.
We'll see. That's all for this week, folks. Remember to keep sending in any of the comments or questions you might have. You can call or text us anytime. 305-900-2363. Again, 305-900-2363. Or you can always email BenRadioShow@gmail.com. And if you missed part of this show or want to hear past episodes, head to our website, TheBenShow.com. And be sure to subscribe on your favorite podcasting app and to The Ben Show YouTube channel. Finally, a big thanks to everyone that came along again this week. And whether you're coming or going today, stay with us as we ranch it up. And remember, keep up with me back all week long by following The Ben on Facebook and on Instagram @The Ben Show. This is Rebecca Warner. Catch back if you can next week on The Ben.